When I first heard Jimmy, I'd been playing. The Beatles were the on-switch to my life. But, you know, as you know, everything progressed and radio stuff, all of a sudden I was hear this Purple Haze comes out of the radio. It's like the aliens had landed in the backyard. I was obsessed with, who is this? What is this? How do I learn how to play this? How do they get these sounds? And as a guitar player, I mean, you know, that was a big life-changing event for all of us at that era. And I immersed myself in the school of Jimmy. And this was the first one. It's a great tune. It still holds up. Purple Haze.
But you've worked out what he was doing on it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we all did. It was a quest. There was no internet to Google. How do you do this? No. It's too easy now. We had to pick up the needle painstakingly over and over again, driving our parents crazy from playing the same thing over and over again. You understand, this was 1966 when he recorded it, 67 when it hit the U.S. radio. So, I mean, I was like 10 years old trying to figure this stuff out.
Way ahead of its time, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it still holds up to me.
Yeah. That's Jimi Hendrix and Purple Haze. It's Steve Lukather choosing the tracks of his years. And next, you've gone for Boz Scaggs.
This was the second album I'd done with Boz after the summer of 77, which was pre-Toto. Toto was Boz's band. Right. And our members of our band, David Page, was writing all the songs that were, you know, Low Down, Lido Shuffle, and all those. Hey, you know, we were all alone and all this stuff. We did the summer tour coming out of high school. Jeff Porcaro and David Page had done the album, and were already in it. And from that became Toto. This was the first hit song that I played on for Boz, and I did all the guitars and stuff on it. It's a rocking tune, man.
Yeah.
And it's got a great groove, and I thought it would be a fun one to pick.
Right.
This was off an album called Middleman, which I think it was recorded in 1979, 80. And this is the first album that came out on CD that I ever played on.
Right.
So it was that, like 1980 was the era of the CD. When that was. I mean, our first album came out on 8-track. That's how old I am at this point. But, you know, this Boz was really good to me. Really let me, you know, feature me on this song. And this was basically Jeff Porcaro, myself, David Hungate, and David Foster took the place of David Page on this one. And Breakdown Dead Ahead. There you go, Boz. Thank you for my first job.